Hello and welcome to Awin Talks, the affiliate and partner marketing podcast. I'm Lee Metters, client partner for brand partnerships here at Awin, and I'm your guest host for this episode of the Awin Talks podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Your resident Awin Talks podcast host, Rob Davison, is now on paternity leave celebrating the birth of Finn. Don't worry though, Rob will be back in the hot seat and on hosting duties for our July podcast. In the meantime, today's podcast allows me to give you an update on brand partnerships at Awin. Brand partnerships is an opportunity that we've really pioneered at Awin for the last 18 to 24 months and is now available to our advertisers in any region. We've seen incredible success and appetite from clients and have already generated over 2,000 brand-to-brand collaborations in 2023. For those of you that perhaps aren't aware, a brand partnership is a mutually beneficial relationship where non-competing brands partner and work together to achieve mutual success. A brand partnership campaign enables brands to reach like-minded customers and gain valuable first-party data by partnering with another brand based on complementary sectors, demographic, and customer values. It also provides a commercial opportunity to monetize your existing customer base and on-site inventory placements to drive inbound revenue. Awin's brand partnership offering opens the door to an industry-leading marketplace where we operate campaigns with thousands of brands globally. Through the Awin platform, we empower brands to better discover, track, and reward their partner marketing efforts at scale. To better facilitate brand partnership campaigns, we've onboarded a number of solution providers who offer plug-and-play technologies that brands can integrate directly into their e-commerce environment. And that leads me nicely onto today's guest for the podcast. I'm joined by Ryan Klizat, who is a familiar face to the affiliate and performance marketing world with over 18 years e-commerce experience. Ryan was one of the co-founders at Revlifter, an award-winning technology company who are now immersed within the affiliate channel. Now, Ryan has developed another technology company, BrandSwap. BrandSwap is one of our plug-and-play brand partnership solution providers who allow advertisers to generate inbound revenue from the entire customer journey by offering partner rewards and gifts when they purchase. Gift with purchase is an inventory placement where we have already seen great success. You can view some of those case studies on awin.com with My Protein and Simply Cook and My Vegan and Grubby. Ryan joined me in the Awin office earlier today to talk about the launch of BrandSwap, why he and his co-founder developed it, and how he believes it can help advertisers drive inbound revenue opportunities at scale. We also discussed the emergence of retail media and brand partnerships as an advertising channel. So let's jump straight in. So Ryan, thank you for popping into the Awin offices today and joining us on the Awin Talks podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into BrandSwap in the world of brand partnerships, I wanted to first get a little bit of information about you. So tell us about kind of your career today, what's led you to kind of this point at BrandSwap.
Cool. So thanks for that, Lee. My background has generally been in e-commerce. So I spent most of my career working with lots of e-commerce retailers. I started my first agency a while back, and then that was acquired by a European PLC. And then I guess after that, I started actually working with FMCG brands. So people like Unilever and P&G, and I built a platform to go online to offline. So I kind of mainly work with e-commerce, FMCG, and then I built a platform called Revlifter with my co-founder, Simon, which was all around kind of e-commerce offer personalization. It was great because it got me back into e-commerce, which is something that I understood really well. And that went from just kind of two guys to, I think, over 50 people. We won various awards. And then I guess like anything really, for me, I get really excited about starting new things up. And then this opportunity came along looking at retail media with BrandSwap. And I just thought this is just such an incredible opportunity. It was something that I really wanted to get involved in.
Perfect. Like you obviously mentioned that BrandSwap. So BrandSwap is your new plug and play technology that enables brand partnerships at scale, allowing retailers to seamlessly integrate gift with purchase technology onto the order confirmation page. So I wanted to ask if you could perhaps give us an overview of what that technology looks like, kind of the benefits of gift with purchase, but then perhaps how at BrandSwap you take that one step further into to kind of offering rewards at different stages of the purchase journey.
Sure. So gift with purchase, for anybody who doesn't know, is the idea that someone buys online and to create the urgency to buy, they get a gift from a partner when they purchase. And typically that gets delivered post-transaction. So there might be a prompt just at the basket page that says, you know, buy now on the retailer and get a free subscription or a free trial. And so the user would typically say that they're interested, they get opted in, and then post-purchase, they would get an email with an offer from the retailer. And then when someone clicks on the offer, it drops a publisher link, which means that the retailer essentially gets paid by the advertiser. And that's how things are working now. Essentially, what we've done is we've built a platform which makes that super easy and plug and play. One thing I think is a problem that really needs solving is that if it's too complicated, then often retailers just don't want to do it. And that was my experience with Revitor as well, that kind of added technical complexity and all the different parts of the team. So I thought what would be really great would be, what about if we could just do that in minutes and we could just build something that made it super easy? You know, you press a button and you're away, because that's really what the retailers are looking for. So we created BrandSwap as essentially a way to make it super easy for advertisers to find retailers and retailers to put those different advertiser placements along the site. But what I felt was really important was that there's a whole customer journey for consumers and also for retailers. So not just the bit at the end of the funnel, which is the basket, but also beyond that as well. And I thought that was a really great opportunity. So as well as doing gift with purchase, what we're also introducing is a thing called gift with action. And the idea is that really retailers want consumers to do different actions during the journey. So for example, it might be buying a better mobile phone, or it could be increasing your basket, or it could be signing up for registering as as a consumer, or it could be just tracking your orders. There's all these kind of different actions that need rewarding. And so I felt like that could be a win-win for everybody, because the consumer's getting a great offer. The retailer is drawing an action that they want, which might not necessarily always be purchase. It could actually be loyalty or retention or coming back to the site. And then the advertiser is getting someone that is highly qualified and targeted at the point of purchase. So kind of everybody wins. And I guess ultimately, BrandSwap is about maximizing the value for the consumer, the retailer, and the advertiser. And I think if all those three things are in harmony, then, you know, you're going to get a kind of triple win, which is great.
Yeah, it becomes really powerful, doesn't it? I think just trying to incentivize that customer to complete an action prior to them getting to the order confirmation page is incredibly powerful. Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Well, one really interesting thing as well is we've been chatting to lots of different retailers and asking them what they think about the idea before we even built it. And an absolutely massive one said that they were told by probably one of the biggest electronic retailers in the world that if you show an incentive, a partner offer, further up the funnel, then the conversion's much higher further down the funnel as well. So I find that's something that is really, really important, is kind of getting it in front of people a little bit early, but in a way that's non-obtrusive and it doesn't stop somebody from actually buying as well. Because the massive concern for the retailer is that it's going to cannibalize their own sales and drop their own sales. And I completely get that. It's a really valid concern. But I think with testing and making sure that it doesn't have an impact, then there's a lot you can do about it. But what we've seen so far is that it definitely increases sales if it's done the right way.
Yeah. I think that's a nice point as well. And it's something that at Awin, we've definitely heard from a couple of clients as well. How would you answer that then if a client come to you with a concern that perhaps they didn't want to promote a third-party brand at the point of conversion or after the point of conversion at the risk of cannibalizing their own product? Like, how do we best get around that and educate that brand otherwise?
Well, I'll be honest with you, like, it has to be a good fit in the first place. So, I mean, it has to be parity, you know, so it feels like a similar stature. It feels like it's adding value to the consumer. It feels like a definite kind of like win-win rather than it's going to cannibalize. And otherwise, I'd say testing as well, because it might be that certain parts of the site have a more negative impact than others. So I would look at doing split testing along a run of the site and then just looking at the data on a small volume before you actually increase it and get it on much higher levels.
One of the things that I wanted to touch on, you mentioned it earlier, was retail media. Retail media has obviously gathered a huge amount of momentum, particularly this year. I think it was the IAB Europe at the beginning of the year released a study, and they predicted that 25 billion euros would be spent in ad spend in Europe by advertisers by 2026. So the potential for retail media is huge. How does BrandSwap fit into, I guess, that retail media landscape?
It's a great question. So everyone, I think a lot of people do have an idea of what retail media is, but just in case people don't know, retail media started out with people like Amazon and Walmart looking at selling the search traffic on their own site to try and get endemic brands. Yeah. So for example, Walmart would try and get more people to buy Unilever on their site. But the really interesting growth in retail media is in non-endemic retail media. And even Amazon's doing it now, where they're sort of selling ads for travel and finance and things that aren't actually sold on the site. And that's where I see the big growth in retail media. And essentially what we're doing is we're trying to bring the tools that people like Amazon and Walmart have, but bring them to the kind of mid to long tail of different retailers so that they can build these things without massive investment in retail media platforms and just make it super easy to actually put advertiser offers throughout the whole customer journey. But what makes it, I guess, I hope, different is the fact that they can pretty much decide which page they go on, you know, what kind of rewards they serve and what kind of actions that they want people to carry out. And they can do it just through a simple interface which integrates with their own e-commerce site, and it can swap or hide or change the whole consumer journey. In terms of the big opportunities with retail media, I think it's in what I would call the mid-funnel. So everybody kind of knows about the idea of retail media at the end of the funnel, where it's trying to get somebody to buy a product. But the big issue is that at the top of the funnel, there's loads of scale, but often it's not really easy to kind of like serve up ads at the top of the funnel because it distracts people kind of going down into buying. Where I see the big opportunities really are where people are looking at a product page, they're looking at the category of product, they might be tracking their order, for example, you know, going into my account. There's all these kind of, even exiting a website, there's all these different parts of the journey where someone's not necessarily going to buy a product. So you actually maybe can show an offer, but equally someone's considering a product and you want to use a reward to actually get somebody down the funnel and get them to purchase. So I think there's loads of different use cases. And what I've felt from retailers talking to them is that they're looking to try out more things than just at the end of the kind of purchase journey at the basket, because there's a lot more volume if you can just go further up into this kind of mid-funnel area. And that's where I think like BrandSwap really wants to specialize, is the kind of mid-funnel to the end of the funnel, and trying to sort of like push people along.
Incentivizing that
conversion. Yeah, and I call it like tactical incentivization. You know, trying to really have a tactic behind it, because you might not want to do it on all of your traffic.
I think that you mentioned as well, retail media is obviously for bigger enterprise brands. You mentioned Walmart, you mentioned Amazon. I think the way that I position brand partnerships is more it's for the masses, and it's for these smaller organizations. It's for more of the advertiser brands to get more scale as well. And I think a platform like BrandSwap helps with that, right? It enables brands to work with advertisers of all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think getting the scale is absolutely key, because a lot of the problems with like retail media platforms is that they've either got so much scale or not enough scale. So for us, it's trying to find that kind of equilibrium and balance between what the advertisers want and the retailers want. So there's a number of things that we're going to be doing throughout the rest of the year to try and find that scale through going into different channel partners that can open up those kind of mid-size e-commerce retailers that have probably never thought about doing retail media or brand partnerships, because they thought that they had to invest too much in terms of the team to build it. They need technical people to do it. And if it was just something that they could do within minutes or within a day or two, then it might be something they want to try more.
I think what we've touched on there is obviously BrandSwap working with the promoter brand, if you like. There is also, I guess, this opportunity for the brands that want to be promoted, that want to promote their subscription product to different customer audiences. Talk to us, I guess, about how BrandSwap unlocks that as a kind of an acquisitional route, I guess. How do you make it easy for advertisers to get their product offering out there on different retailer sites?
Sure. So what we've built is a kind of SaaS interface where they can just go in and they can log in and they can look at all the different retailers. But what they can actually do is set the kind of retailers that they want to work with, but it could be by, you know, demographic, it could be by the basket, it could be by the volume of users or geography, but they set all kinds of different criteria about what's a really good partnership. Because what we're hoping is that you're going to get more reciprocal partnerships that are going to come out of it, because, you know, they realize that there's a really good kind of like Venn diagram overlap between their customers. And so why don't they start actually kind of sharing with each other? And so if they both build a really strong reward that almost like boomerangs the traffic between each of the retailers, then, you know, we've got a win for everybody.
Mm. And it comes back to that point of affinity again, doesn't it? Making sure the two brand audiences align.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about potentially launching a campaign with BrandSwap. So if a client's listening today, how would they go about launching a campaign with you? Where does that kind of journey start?
Cool. So basically the journey starts with just really sitting down and understanding like what the objectives are for the retailer. We probably know the objectives for the advertiser at that point. And we would just really work out like what are the most pertinent offers for that particular retailer. And then what we do is understand like what their goals are. And we go through different parts of the journey and understand which bits they actually want to offer a gift with purchase, or it could be a gift with an action. Mm-hmm. So it might be their objective is just simply, you know, to get people to buy again that haven't bought for 2 months, for example. And that's fine. You know, they'd tell us that somebody maybe was in that situation, and we would only show a gift with purchase at that particular point as well. So it really just depends. So we set the objectives. Initially, we're setting up all the different clients, but longer term, we're happy to give our platform to agencies and to retailers themselves if they want to manage it themselves. And ultimately, that's where we're going as a business. But to start with, we get them set up, and we'd report back on the conversion levels and the values and so on.
And how do they integrate your technology then into their own e-commerce platform?
Well, you guys make it super easy with the Awin tag. So essentially, you just go to your Awin account manager and just ask them to activate the technology. They have to register on our site as well, but I think soon will be one click and it will just get rid of that and we'll be able to do it all through you guys.
One of the other things I wanted to touch on was, if a client's listening to this today, they might be an affiliate manager. How do they take this back to their business to get senior stakeholders sign off to put something like a retailer reward proposition onto their site?
Well, what we tend to do for every retailer or advertiser is we'll put together a little forecast for them, which is just to explain what the ROI is going to be. And typically we do it based on conversion levels, how many people go to the basket, that type of thing. So that would be the standard one for gift with purchase, where you could understand from the basket how many conversions you're going to get. However, if there was something more tactical, like they wanted to sell more of a brand of mobile phone or a different network operator, then again, we'd be happy just to do kind of a bespoke forecast for them. From your own experience with Awin, there's a lot of data out there that shows how much uplift the retailer gets in terms of conversion as well. So you probably have a dual forecast of the income, but also the increased revenue on the site. But you know, not everybody's going to want revenue. Some people are going to want more new customers, or they have like a very specific objective.
I think that's key as well. Based on your experience so far, what is the key objective then for brands wanting to work with BrandSwap?
I would say the key objective is really trying to drive more basket value. So typically the number one would be basket value, but then others are more tactical about margin as well. It might be that they want to have certain products bought. I talk about mobile quite a lot because that's always a really interesting one, because they've got different objectives around actually driving, you know, more of a certain operator or more of, you know, a certain kind of like average revenue per user. So I think it's flexible really, depending on what the retailer wants. But I'd say basket is definitely the number one for sure.
And then looking ahead to the future, what's next for BrandSwap? Obviously, you're quite a new product proposition at the minute, but I know you've got an extensive roadmap, lots of ideas. So what comes next?
So for us, a big thing is just channel partners. So what we'd really like to do is actually kind of branch out into more channel partners that could essentially give us more scale within the e-commerce economy. We actually have a really interesting feature, which is not for the future, but it's built now, but I think it will be used more in the future. And that's essentially, we can enable a publisher to show a partnership offer. And so, for example, if you're one of VoucherCode publishers, then you can not only say, you know, go and buy on retailer X, you can say, go and buy on retailer X and get a reward from brand Y. So we've essentially built it so that you can automatically trigger a partnership offer when you land on the retailer. And I think that's going to be really interesting, because you could get influencers doing it. You could put it in Facebook, you could put it in email. So you can suddenly enable all these different channels and make them drive partnerships. Because I've never really seen that much out there where people have kind of like done offers, but they're actually kind of partnership offers. Because then partners might actually start saying, well, why don't we start buying Medium or buying placements or sort of trying to syndicate the content around in different places. So I think that will be a really big one. And then I actually think offline. So basically, I did a startup in online to offline, and it's an area that I knew really well, but it was really early and like the market just wasn't developed for it. But I actually think now it's a lot more integrated in terms of the kind of whole omnichannel experience. So, I mean, it could even be down to, you know, you do partner rewards when someone's printing off the Shopify receipt and there's a QR code and they can just, you know, zap it and get the reward that way. So I definitely see that. And then the other one is, and this kind of goes full circle back to FMCG as well, but I honestly think that FMCG is really going to want to work more with the retailers. And, you know, a classic example would be, you know, you're on Currys and you're buying, you know, a crock pot, for example. So why aren't, you know, Unilever giving you free stock pots when you're buying a crock pot, or, you know, dishwasher tablets when you're buying a dishwasher? And I think that's a kind of synergy, because the context of that person buying that product is incredible. Like, you know, the brand knows so much about that person. And so I think those kind of win-wins, you're going to see it more and more where I think brands are. And that's something that we really want to enable as well. And I think that kind of convergence between the big media spend, where you've got all the massive kind of holding companies that are spending all their ad dollars on FMCG, I think they're going to start to move more into the performance world. And that's a really, really interesting trend. And essentially, all Awin's retailers and all the retailers themselves have got this incredible, valuable asset that they can actually monetize. And so I think it's going to take a year or two to happen, but I definitely think that's where it's going.
I want to pick up on that point you mentioned there about potentially working with a publisher, because I think that's very powerful, and this could be key, right? So if you're a brand that have tight margins, you perhaps can't discount your own product, actually by attaching a third-party brand offer, you then have a really powerful acquisition hook that you can use to reach new customer audiences through something like a more traditional affiliate partner, through another marketing channel. That becomes quite powerful in itself, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I think there's kind of like three-way partnerships, so you're going to see a lot more of it. So it could even be that the, let's call it the advertiser with the offer, actually does a much stronger offer, or, you know, gives away more essentially, because they know they could be getting a higher commission further down the line from the retailer. And so that could be shared with the publisher. So I think those kind of like little kind of value combinations are going to be really, really interesting. And I've already seen loads of people talking about doing them with us as well. And, you know, we'd love to work with more publishers as well, because I think they're just as important as the advertiser and the retailer.
So I guess last thing then, if someone wants to get hold of you, how do they do that? I know you're going to be at our Think Tank events in the UK, in DAC and in the US. So where can people find you? How can people talk to you?
Sure. Well, I'm based in London. Team is also based in London and throughout Europe as well at the moment. So really, I mean, just go to the website or go through, you know, AWIN or an account manager. But we'll try and do as many kind of different shows as we can throughout the year. But obviously the think tanks are the key ones that we're doing. But yeah, I'd love to talk to everybody. And also appreciate that I'm on a learning experience as well in terms of brand partnerships. So it's not like we know everything about it. We're really trying, and this is the same thing with RevLifter before. You know, it was very much learning from the market and what people want. And even now, people have been surprising me with how they want the thing to work. I guess the main thing that's coming out for me is that I think retailers have to have as much value as the advertiser. So it can't, if it's just purely earning revenue from an advertiser and that's it, I think there needs to be just a little bit more for the retailer.
Yeah, it has to be mutual gain, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Perfect. Well, Ryan, thank you ever so much for joining us today. We'll see you at Think Tank UK in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, thanks for joining the AWIN Talks podcast.
Thanks, Lee. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks so much to Ryan Klizat for coming into the AWIN office today and talking to me about the launch of BrandSwap, as well as the future of brand partnerships and retail media as a powerhouse advertising channel. We've already seen tremendous growth and uptake from AWIN clients, and I have no doubt that we'll continue to see exciting brand collaborations taking shape. Before I sign off hosting duties, there are a couple things to note. The first thing is that if you're planning to attend our UK Think Tank event on May the 25th in London, or our DAC Think Tank event on 27th and 28th of June in Berlin, then I'll be in attendance at both and talking about the value of brand partnerships within the performance channel. Please do come along to those sessions, regardless of whether you're already live with brand partnerships. We'll have a panel of experts at each sharing their experiences so far. If you can make the sessions, then do please come along, find me and say hello. Secondly, if you've enjoyed this episode of AWIN Talks, then please do give the AWIN podcast a review or rating on Apple or Spotify. You can also subscribe or listen to each of our previous episodes from your favorite platform. And if you have any feedback or suggestions for future episodes and content, then please do get in touch. You can reach out to myself or Rob on LinkedIn. Lastly, AWIN Talks will be back for another episode next month, and I'll be handing hosting duties to Samantha Shearer from our US marketing team. Sam will be speaking to Scott Brinker, a leading figure in the MarTech space who has spent much of his career analysing trends within the wider marketing technology industry. It should be a really great listen. But for now, thanks for listening. Goodbye and catch you soon.